Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 651, Artwork Galore, recorded live on October 4th, 2018. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
Welcome back to another fantastic episode where we talk about the latest and greatest Halo official news and community news. Not much on the official front, but there's a little bit on the community side of things, so we'll have a little bit to talk about tonight. Should be a little bit of a shorter show, which will be nice. As we normally do, though, let's go ahead and do a quick recap of some community streams that we've had over the past week, starting off with Fragger Fridays, hosted by GT. So, how did we do last Friday?
We did good. We played some MCC.
Very nice.
Xbox Live was having typical issues. I think it was about halfway through game night before profile pictures actually showed up in my party.
Oh.
Way to go, Xbox.
Huh.
They were having technical issues.
Yeah.
But all in all, we had a lot of fun.
Good. It was a pretty successful night.
Yeah, we played a few customs. Played a lot of matchmaking.
As you do.
Average.
Okay.
As long as we weren't in Halo 2.
Halo 2 not a favorite of the Podtacular crew, huh?
Well, it's not liking me right now.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm having a little issue with shot registration.
So it's still ongoing issues.
Yeah, like I shoot somebody in the face with a shotgun and they just laugh at me.
That, I mean, if you shoot them with a shotgun, it shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, sure.
Close range, that should be a pretty clean kill right there.
Yeah, well, at least only a couple of times did I put two clips into somebody before I killed them with a BR.
That doesn't sound normal.
I don't expect to four-shot people. But when I put an entire BR clip in someone, I do expect them to die.
Hmm. Maybe you need to send in some video.
Send a link to the stream.
Well, yeah, fair enough. That's pretty bad.
I did, you know, some of it is just my poor aim. Honestly, coming from Halo 5, going back to, you know, Halo 2, Halo 4, Halo 3, it's an adjustment.
Sure. It is significantly different than some other Halos.
I don't know if it's the stickiness of the reticle or what, but...
It definitely could be.
Then, you know, the funny thing is after playing the MCC, going back to Halo 5, I have the same issue. Sometimes I have the same issue. Not exactly getting my reticle where I need it.
Is that just because, like, you're transitioning back and forth from one game to another?
Well, going from game to game has always been a challenge with Halo. You going from Halo 1 to Halo 2 to Halo 3 to Halo 4, it all changes just a little bit. And when you're bouncing back and forth between the games, it's hard for me to adjust quickly. You know, if we get like two or three Halo 2 games in a row, I do better. But if, you know, we go from Halo 2 to Halo 3, you know, back to Halo 2 and then to Halo 4, I don't do well adjusting that well or that quickly. But all in all, we had a lot of fun.
That's good. I'm hoping what they kind of hinted at last week with the controller options stuff might be something that could maybe influence having all the control sensitivities be the same. So like your aiming in Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4 would be identical across all the platforms, because I know each one has two little nuances. And granted, you wouldn't be able to really account program the same kind of auto-aim capabilities maybe into each one, but maybe have the acceleration.
Honestly, sometimes the auto-aim screws me up as much as anything. That is one thing I do wish you could turn off on consoles. I don't know. I can't even begin to fathom how many shots I've missed because of auto-aim. You know, I'll be in a gunfight with someone and somebody drives by in a Warthog and all of a sudden... Voop!
Yeah, well, yeah, that's definitely a classic example of some of the older stuff. I think in the newer ones, it's a bit better.
It's a bit better. A bit. But, you know, I'll be shooting across map with sniper rifle and somebody will walk across and next thing you know, my reticle's following them.
Right. It's one of those definitely comical moments because you have... Yeah. And you've seen videos of it happen before. It's like, I missed a kill because someone drived in front of me and screwed up my aim.
But, you know, that's one thing I wish you could turn off. There's another game developer that I wish they hadn't included that in their PC version of their game. If you play keyboard and mouse, you can turn it off, but if you play controller,
it defaults
on, which is really irritating. One of my favorite things with Halo CE, I forget which skull it is, but there's a skull that actually turns off auto-aim for campaign.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And it is so much more fun.
Huh. Okay.
I actually enjoy playing with that skull on.
Fair enough. Huh. Okay, then. So, anything else to go over about Friday?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right, very nice. I was streaming again on Sunday, and I did some more achievement streams. So, I got, I believe, two par score. Maybe three. I think two. Two par score achievements done. So I still have three more in MCC to do. Two more? Two or three? I don't remember. I either got two or three done, and then I have two or three left in Halo CE. And then I have one in Halo 4 and two in Halo 2 to do. Or two in Halo 3. I think two in Halo 2. And then I have all the ones for ODST. Or a lot of them for ODST to finish. So I still got quite a few of those to go through, so I'll be continuing to do that throughout the following weeks. And then on Tuesday, started doing my playthrough of the campaign, and I'm playing on Heroic while Melissa watches, so playing on the canonical difficulty. And we have a bunch of kind of like, not interrupt rebits, but she'll stop me and ask questions where she needs clarification on something. So she's getting a little bit more of the story this time around than she did the first time.
That's good. So you're getting to she's getting to hear the alternate lines.
She did hear the first alternate line from Johnson. I don't think she necessarily picked up on it, but yes.
Yeah, that's one thing I always loved about the first three Halo games is when you change the difficulty in some of the cutscenes, the lines changed. You know, that's where we've got a lot of the good little one-liners from Johnson was on legendary difficulty. I like it. It makes you want to play all the levels so you hear all the different lines, all the different difficulties. That is something I do miss.
Was there not any in Halo 4 or Halo 5? I thought there was some in Halo 4. Maybe not Halo 5.
In Halo 4, I think I don't remember. If it was, it wasn't very memorable. And in Halo 5, you play it on easy and on legendary, it's all the dialogue's the same.
Okay. I have to go back and check for Halo 4. I'm pretty sure there's not anything in Halo 5 for it.
But, that kind of stuff I miss. That and the grunt chatter.
Well, they kind of introduced that a little bit back into Halo 5, but I mean, it's not there fully.
No, not like it used to be.
No. I always find it funny when playing Halo CE, when you stick a grunt, and they say, not again. Almost like they've been stuck before.
Get it off! Get it off!
Yeah. Like, I think they know they can't happen, but yeah, whatever. So that's it for the streams for this week. So let's go ahead and dive into some news. Nothing too much. There's only a couple of things that I pulled out of the community update that got posted last week that was literally posted as we ended the show, believe it or not.
Thanks, which, Graham.
Yeah, thanks. But we really didn't have much. I don't think I updated that piece, but it was situational awareness, and the only thing that they really added that was new is the fact that there is now a Fireteam Raven nameplate for MCC. And everything else we've talked about.
So everybody go out and get your Fireteam Raven nameplate.
I need to go do that. I need to find two other people to play Fireteam Raven with and just camp the cabinet for like 45 minutes and play through the whole thing. One other thing that was called out on here, and I haven't had the time to read this, but apparently Haruspis actually did an interview with Grim Brother 1. And it's a pretty lengthy interview. It's over on haruspis.blog. And he asked Grim questions about some of his favorite lore pieces, some of his most memorable things about Halo, and that kind of stuff. And again, I haven't read the entire thing, but it's over on his blog, and I hope to read it at some point. Those are the only two things that we missed from last week. We did get the community spotlight posted a lot earlier today, so I actually did have a chance to go through it. I don't know how much of a chance you had to go through it, GT, but there's a lot of stuff in here. I think even more so than the last issue of this.
Yeah. Grim has really been keeping his eye out for stuff.
It's crazy how much stuff is out there. And the artwork is insane. I think there's over 10, maybe like 15 pieces of artwork that are in this issue. But the very first thing that you see is a cosplay that looks very, very realistic to the Halo 2 Master Chief. This thing is...
If it had a war-torn background, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Right. It is... Whoever's in the outfit is basically doing the Halo 2 pose that Master Chief does on all the promotional poster stuff. And the cosplay is by someone by the name of Justin Branfer. And this was at Dragon Con 2013. Oh, so this is... Oh, Grim is really pulling for the barrel from this one. This was posted on May 3rd. But still freaking cool. It doesn't say anything about who... I mean, it says it's his Master Chief costume. He didn't say whether or not he made it or commissioned it.
Well, judging from his Twitter handle, it looks like he probably made it. Because, you know, it says Branford Studios.
Could be. Either way, it looks incredible. We also have some artwork stuff. This little engineer with the lighter is pretty cool. And I know Misa would be going crazy right now. So, I don't know if Misa's in the chat or not, but yeah.
She was there earlier.
She was. I know she's there now. But yeah. Incredibly talented right there. There's... let's see. Just going down the checklist of some of the other things that were pretty notable. The one by the Halo Enthusiast is also really good. Someone molded a pistol. Looks like maybe the Gunfighter Magnum. Possibly from Halo 5. Someone made a little piece of artwork inspired by Silent Storm, detailing one of the EVA scenes from the book. Someone did a mock-up of a Halo Infinite controller. Yeah, any other ones stick out to you, GT? I'm just kind of going down the list here. Because there's a lot of really cool stuff in here.
The pickled gear with the... looks like Carter fighting an elite. No, I guess I could... I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Noble Six.
I mean, I can see where it could be Carter.
Yeah. The tattoo on the arm, okay. That's a devoted Halo fan.
We've seen a few of those before.
Uh-huh. The drawing of Atriox is pretty wicked as well. Yeah. I like that one.
And that's by Jaffet, who's the audio composer for... can't remember which one it is, if it's for Installation 01 or for Project Contingency, but he's one of the I think audio composers for one of those two. Installation 01. That's which one he is. There's also a screenshot with kind of a Photoshop aftertouch on it by Vin Warrior, who used to write for us, but he's actually no longer writing for us. He's off busy with college and other things. So, but he has took a really cool screenshot from looks like Halo 2, and someone did a little bit of VFX touch-ups on it, so that's pretty cool. Someone did some Halo MCC nameplate sketch-ups, some of them including Mr. Chief, Spartan Claws, Timmy the Whale, Ollie the Pig, Swords of St. Helios, a Yoink achievement thing, Heart Attack, which is kind of like the Hearts effect from Halo Reach, and some other pretty cool ones. Again, lots of really cool pieces of artwork. Next in the update.
The Mr. Chief Pumpkin looks pretty cool.
I missed that. Where is that?
Pretty much just above the middle. It's in the middle column, third one down.
Middle column? Huh?
In the picture, it's the middle column, third badge down.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, I missed that one. That's pretty cool. Perfect for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is some videos. A lot of videos. I did actually manage to watch a few of them. The Whatever It Takes Master Chief tribute is really cool. I definitely recommend that one. It's kind of like one of those music video type things where you just take game footage and match it up to the music, and it's really well cut together. The Beaks of Fury, I watched that one. Did you watch that one, GT?
Let's see, which one is that one?
It's the one with the MOAs from Reach.
Oh, yeah, the MOAs, yeah. Hey, yeah, that was fun and silly.
That was fun to watch.
The Believe Remastered and the We'll Never Forget are both good ones, too.
Yeah, and the Believe Remaster isn't exactly a remaster. It's just kind of an inspiration and has similar tones to it. The Halo 3 10th Anniversary 4K trailer was also pretty cool. Although, holy crap, solar flares.
Yeah. Or
lens flares. That's pretty much all the ones that I took time to watch. Did you watch any of the other ones?
No, that's as far as I got. It's not being good.
There's some other Halo or hashtag Halo Spotlight stuff. And the first one up there being from Forza Horizon 4, which just got released. So someone already made it all the way to doing the Halo showcase. I don't know how much time it took because this was posted on October 1st, but I guess you don't have to get very far into the game in order to get access to it. So that's kind of cool. There is some really cool customizations to the Warthog that you can make, apparently, though. So I'm looking forward to getting to that. Someone did, or a couple of people did kind of comparison shots or remake shots. So someone remade the Halo 4 exiting Pelican shot with Master Chief and the Marines and the Spartans, doing that in Halo 5. And then someone redid some of the iconic stances from Halo 3 cutscenes. One where Master Chief's putting his pistol in the Arbiter's face, and another one where the Arbiter and Master Chief were back-to-back in the Halo activation room on the Ark. So those are pretty cool. Some really cool screenshots, some cosplay, and another... I don't quite get this one, but the one that's like second to the bottom where it has the caption of slaps roof of Banshee and then the Banshee just explodes and kills the guy that's sitting next to it. I'm not sure I get that one too much.
I think that's kind of a play on the not so trustworthy used car salesman.
Yeah, I was guessing it was something along those lines, but it seems like it's lacking a little bit of context. This is a good one and
it falls apart.
Right. Just seems like it's lacking a tad bit of context. That's pretty much it for the spotlight for this week. Lots of stuff. Lots of cool community creation stuff to check out. And of course, we didn't get through everything that's in here.
We highly recommend that you go check it out for yourself. We cannot describe it and do it justice.
No, we cannot. Nothing else to report as far as Halo news goes, I think. Yeah, that's pretty much it. For playlist rotation updates, we now have in Halo 5 Big Team Super Fiesta, which I was really, really excited for until I played a game right before the podcast, and now I'm it's cool. Well,
I actually had a lot of fun with it. I was playing with Confell earlier during his stream, and it was him, Keys, and me, and we were having a lot of fun. I mean, there are some maps that it's the map itself, even in regular big teams, irritating, so Fiesta just makes it a little bit worse.
Got it.
But the one thing I do like is all the maps in the rotation have upgraded vehicles.
Yes, I did notice that.
Like on the Valhalla remake, instead of having a standard Banshee and a standard Mantis, you have an Ultra Banshee and a Hannibal Mantis. The ghosts are Temple ghosts. You know, and some of the other ones, they used Ultra ghosts. So, you know, they did think about the fact that a lot of people are going to be spawning with heavy weapons. So they did put the more durable vehicles in there, but even still, vehicles don't tend to last very long.
Yeah, it's
before somebody blows them up.
Right. It's definitely one of those things that I think they could have. Let me step back and rephrase it. I was expecting it to be kind of the normal chaotic Team Slayer type of thing where it would be on maps with no vehicles and you're going around being crazy and whatnot in Super Fiesta. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense to have it, since it's still a big team, to have it be big team on big team maps with the big team vehicles and whatnot. But the crazy chaoticness of Super Fiesta combined with big team, I guess, just wasn't what I expected, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Oh yeah, definitely the 4v4 feels a lot more fun.
Well, it's 5v5 in Super Fiesta, right?
Or sorry, 5v5. Because you're kind of caged down into a smaller arena. You know, the one thing I did find in the big team Super Fiesta is you can tend to take some time to find someone actually to fight.
And that was kind of one of those things that I kind of wish they had other maps other than just big team maps, because it is so big. This is just my personal preference, not to say that it's necessarily how it should be, but having that kind of chaotic aspect of Super Fiesta is one of the things that makes it super fun to me. And with how big the maps are, it just kind of loses some of that chaoticness to it.
If they would put it not necessarily on a big team map and not an arena map, but kind of somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You know, where you're a little bit closer together, you still get that chaos, but you still can run a vehicle. Because, I mean, you know, vehicles are kind of part of big team. It would be even better if they had random vehicle spawns.
Can you do that in Halo 5?
Not really. You can kind of simulate it by having different spawn timing, you know, like this.
Because the one custom that we play
this time. Yeah, we play Vehicle Fiesta, but you teleport to the vehicle and the teleporter is the random part. Mostly. I think each one of the teleporters can go to two platforms, I think, but it's random where you respawn. So it's random which teleporter you go through, and then it's random as to which one of the two teleporters that individual teleporter will go to.
Right. Okay.
But it would be nice if there was some type of way to make random vehicles on there.
Yeah. I think if we get, I don't know, I don't think vehicles is necessarily a problem, but I think the map size to kind of keep that Super Fiesta feel in the big team would need to be a little bit smaller.
I mean, you know, something like Vehicle Fiesta works great on a big team map, especially when you have 16 players, because you can traverse the map relatively quickly. But with, you know, the Super Fiesta with, you know, with you on foot, it does take some time to actually find someone to shoot, and there's a lot of places for people to hide.
Right. And I think one of the things too with the map size, you can't really do 16 on 16 in the normal arena maps and it not be just nearly impossible to actually make sense of it. It would be
spawn die.
Right. So you need something that's kind of in between a big team map size and a arena map size, which I think in past Halo games they've done, just not in this one.
Well, they definitely had smaller and bigger big team maps, but they were all relatively good sized.
Like, I could see the standoff.
A perfect example. Yeah.
Like the standoff
would be good.
That'd be good.
Actually, Duquesne's Entombed, it works really well for it. It's a smaller map. You're kind of condensed, but, you know, there's still a lot of open space. You know, there's places for people to, you know, set up with close range weapons like shotguns or plasma rifles or bolt shots. When you get super lucky, you know, you get a bolt shot and a plasma pistol. But anyway.
Yeah.
The there was another map. Which one was that? Doggone it. What's that map with the wasp on it?
That's big team?
Yeah, it's a big team map. Oh, shoot. I can't think of it. But it's basically, you have two bases connected by a double-decker bridge. You have a wasp spawns on one side, and then the other side you have...
Oh, I know which map you're talking about.
The caves.
Yeah.
That one worked really well for it. Although, snipers tend to dominate that map.
Even in normal big team, they do.
Yeah, well, at least in normal big team, there's only one sniper. In Fiesta, I think we had like eight of them going at one time. Matter of fact, I went on a tear up on that bridge between a sniper rifle and a shotgun. I'm sure the people were hating me because I was running around with the Blaze of Glory and I forget which. It's the Forerunner rifle that gives you like seven shots or something like that. I don't remember which one it is for sure. Or no, it gives you four shots per clip. But yeah, I was I was driving the other team batty.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Because they'd start charging me, and then I'd start running up and down the ramps with that Blaze of Glory, baiting them to follow me, and then I'd swing around, and as they came around a corner, pop.
Nice.
At one point, I pretty much cleared the bridge doing that. I was truly amazed. I actually went on a frenzy. That doesn't happen very often for me.
Nope. Very nice. So going back to a couple other things that we have on note to bring up, we do have something that I just saw pop up on Twitter from Postums. It says something new is looming on the horizon for MCC matchmaking. Word on the street is we will be reopening the public test realm to get this into your hands. More details to come in not too far future. And this is based off a tweet that Sketch put out saying a lot of players have been suggesting that we add a mixtape style feature for MCC matchmaking. You just saw a work in progress build that the engineering wizard Mr. Herman is already whipping up for internal testing. So, looks like those that were involved with the MCC Insider might have some stuff to start testing pretty soon.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, if you were part of the program, then get ready to download another build. I don't think they're opening that up to any new joinees, but I think for the most part, we are going to probably have a big enough pool size to test it out. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the mixtape thing works out.
Yeah.
On the minute news. Actually, that was out 3 minutes ago, but I just now saw it.
Well, we were busy.
Yeah. Dealing with technical issues and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we were busy trying to make our stream work.
Yeah, pretty much. Nothing new on the MCC playlist rotation. So Team Snipers is still there. They haven't said anything about what's going to be upcoming for that, but I'm assuming we'll probably get something via Twitter on that. So stay tuned for any updates there. The official Spartan Field manual is out now, so you can pick up your own copy if you don't have it yet by going to podtacular.com/SFM. And the Kindle version is $9.99 and the paperback is $11.99.
Do they have that in audiobook form? Oh.
They didn't when we checked last week, but if we go ahead and check this week.
I really doubt that they're going to do an audiobook on that one.
I guess that kind of makes sense because there's a lot of illustration type stuff in there. But no, there's no audiobook version of that. So there you go. It is out, available now to purchase. Again, podtacular.com/SFM will take you there. The Xbox that was being auctioned off for charity has been closed out. And the winning bid was $3,750. Benefiting wow. The Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that's a lot for an Xbox.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that's...
Not as much as I thought it'd bring, but...
I thought it would at least go over 5,000. And I believe when we asked Laird that question on stream a couple weeks ago, he was thinking it could probably hit 5,000 too, but I guess not. That bidding is done, which also brings up the Xbox Game Pass quest that was completed by last Sunday. So Sunday was the last day to get all of your requirements in for that. I got all my requirements. I'm not expecting to win the Xbox, but one can hope, right?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to.
Well, did you get the trial of Game Pass?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even attempt it.
Okay. Honestly, it wasn't that hard to do the quest items. The biggest hurdle was actually just getting Game Pass.
Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. Tonight was the first time that I've played any games since Friday. Gotcha. I've been rather busy.
Fair enough. Busy with car stuff?
With life stuff and car stuff. I actually was attempting to move my truck out of my garage tonight, and for some reason it's broke again. So now I need to figure out why it's broke again.
Uh-oh.
I love it when new parts don't work. It makes me so happy.
That's not good. Probably very frustrating, too.
If I'd known I was going to have this much trouble with these parts, I probably wouldn't have purchased these parts.
Or I guess it was kind of a third-party stuff?
Well, what I'm doing to this truck is requiring aftermarket product. You know, I'm making changes to the original equipment fuel system that the factory parts will not support.
Okay.
So, in all honesty, I'm doing it to myself. But, things are being annoying.
Got it. That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, it's always fun to, you know, think you have something all fixed and ready to go, and then it breaks.
Womp womp.
Yeah. It's kind of the way I looked at it. But we'll keep forging on. I hope to be driving the truck by the end of the month.
Okay.
Hope to be.
Very nice. Next thing we have is another reminder that the Halloween Spirit sweepstakes is still ongoing. And I actually decided to look at the rules tonight. And apparently, the ability to enter in goes through November 2nd. So you have till November 2nd to go to spirithalloween.com/sweeps to enter in for a chance to win $10,000. And just by entering in, you will get a 20% off single item coupon that you can use on the site or in the store.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's
kind of an odd date to end it, but seeing it's a Halloween giveaway.
I guess they just try to clean out stock for the last few days after Halloween.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I was, since it's been open for so long, it was just one of those things. Let me check the rules, see if the end date's in there. And there it was.
If it's in there somewhere.
We got a couple other things that bring up just a couple of other reminders from the past couple of weeks. We have the 4v4 contest, which officially closed last week. So maps are being off to be judged. The Halo Loot Crate theme is Scout, and that's highlighting June, Noble Team's sniper from Halo Reach. They did show the icons figure last week, so you can head up to the Halo Twitter and figure out go find the figure. And that pretty much wraps everything up for tonight. That's it.
Pretty light night.
Yeah, I really need to get my butt in gear and get a guest on, because we've been long overdue.
Or finish a book?
Working on that, too. That's at least a work in progress. I haven't made any work in progress to actually get a guest on the show, so I need to do that. Anything you think that we need to bring up, GT?
As far as news, no.
So that'll wrap it up for the podcast tonight. Make sure you check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Mixer, Twitch, all that fun stuff. If we have it, just search for Pod Tackler and you'll find it. Also, make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critzcast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about all those shows over at thepodcast.com. Make sure you check us out on our Fragment Fridays game night hosted by Godzilla T on Friday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where we play matchmaking for Halo 5, customs, any of that kind of stuff. And we have been kind of going back and forth between Halo 5 and MCC based on community input on Twitter or people reaching out to GT requesting to do one or the other. So if there's a particular game that you're interested in playing, whether it be MCC or Halo 5, then let GT know. I also do my streams on Sunday at 10 p.m. for achievements, and I'm streaming with the wife on Tuesdays between 7 and 7:30 is when we start. So you can check us out throughout the week, streaming on Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook when I get that fixed. A little update for our Spartan Company commendations. We are getting super close on the next four being done. The closest one is getting precision weapon kills without missing. We need another 385 of those to go. So that one is getting super close.
You know, I noticed something tonight. If you get a sniper kill, you don't get the perfect medal.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's for things like magnums, carbines, battle rifles, DMRs.
I know.
Basically, precision non-power weapons.
But I think you should get a perfect for
headshots. Pull off
a headshot. Them Spartans have little heads.
Well, that's a different medal. We also have... Sorry, I'm being distracted by Twitter. Killing an enemy Spartan with a melee. That one's getting kind of close as well. We still have another 1,325 of those to go. Melees aren't too difficult. We also have killing an enemy Spartan while your health is low and survive. On that one, we have another 1,137 to go. And then the other one that's kind of close behind is killing an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle. That one seems significantly higher than it was last week, because we only need another 33 of those to go.
I worked on the melee one tonight. Played a game of SWAT before I joined Confal, and I had a team that liked to hide on Plaza. So I would go to their hiding spot, and I'd smack them in the face.
Very nice. Of course, we have the two at the very bottom, killing Marines and killing enemies with a shoulder bash, those have a really long way to go. Shoulder bash ones you could do in SWAT as well. Especially those hiding ones. You just run up to it and go, bah!
Well, see, the problem is the places they were hiding, it'd be really hard to get a Spartan charge
to work. Oh.
For me, at least.
They're probably up above somewhere or something like that.
Well, two of them liked hanging out in flowers. One of them really liked hiding in the little circle room. After I killed him four times, he decided it wasn't a good idea to stay there anymore.
Didn't know HLVU was back, right?
Yeah, I'd make a lap around the map. I'd come back and he'd be there. I'd kill him. Make another lap. Come back, nice. He'd be there. I'd kill him. Make another lap, come back. And all of a sudden, he wasn't there no more.
I guess he learned his lesson.
No. 2 minutes later, he was back. He just gave that spot a rest for a little while because I went and hassled him in his other spot.
You're being a haggler.
Hey, if you're just going to stand in a corner, I'm not going to be nice to you.
Oh, yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. Like, stop camping. Don't do it.
Well, I don't mind camping. But do it smart. I mean, at least make it difficult to find you.
No, I was just being like playful with it. Like, yeah, camping is a legitimate strategy, but it's just like in the game.
I camp all the time whenever I get a sniper rifle. You know,
pitch a tent, rip some faces off.
Yeah, well, I at least knocked her shields off.
that too.
You know, that's what type of weapon that is. I mean, it's not a weapon that your average person just runs around the map pulling off headshots. Unless you're certain pro players. I still don't see how they do that, but anyway.
Lots and lots and lots of practice.
No. That is physically impossible for me to pull off.
It's all about the timings. All about the timings.
But it's just funny when you find somebody that just camps the same spot over and over and over and over again. I mean, there are certain maps that there is an area I will hang around in because I know that I know where to stand to trigger spawns, but it's not like I'm hiding behind a rock waiting for somebody to walk by.
Right. No, enough of how to influence the spawns on the map and how to kind of catch some people off guard who aren't as familiar with it.
Yeah, there's a particular map in another game that I play that it works really good. Okay. I played a game and I went 20 and 5.
Wow.
And the five deaths that I had were places where I spawned somewhere else from where I was standing.
Ouch.
Trying to get back to my spot.
The Halo spawn system is still a little crazy because there have been times lately in Halo 5 where I spawn and then within half a second I'm dead in Fiesta.
Well, the one thing I found, if you're playing free for all, honestly, your best bet, kind of hang around where you spawned, because as soon as you move away from that spot, somebody's going to spawn there again. You got to find the good places, places where you have a little bit of cover, but you can catch people coming out, they'll be full sprint trying to get back into the battle and you just pop out of a corner and start hitting them with a pistol and most times you'll win.
I'll have to try that at some point.
Pick a quadrant and defend it. But don't get me wrong. Eventually there's going to be, a couple of people come up on you and you won't be able to kill them both, but
sure.
I found that if I do that, if I take that strategy, I do a little bit better in free-for-all.
Okay. So we have to try out.
You can't defend against the power weapons that way, unless you happen to spawn next to one as it pops up. But
is that just for free-for-all type stuff, or is that also for team?
Well, team stuff, my recommendation is whenever possible, stick with your team. And, just combine fire on enemies. if there's two of you and you come up on somebody, both of you shoot the opponent.
I mean, as far as like hanging around where you spawn.
Well, the problem with the team mechanic is
different spawn influences.
It's a little harder to influence a spawn if you group up like that. You just kind of hang around in one area because there's a whole bunch more map for them to spawn in. So it's a little less predictable. Where in free-for-all, it's a little easier to predict the spawns because it's six individual players. So, and they're going to be spread out across the map, so that's going to influence where the spawns are.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, that makes sense because I've watched enough competitive video. I just wasn't thinking when I asked the question. But yeah, you're right.
Oh, and you know, definitely whenever I'm playing free-for-all, I will break out my headphones so I can hear footsteps.
Yeah, Confell said when he's in an FFA, he's just a sound horn that has him, wait, what? He said, just crank up your sound, hide, and wait until you hear people fighting.
He oh, yeah, same thing. Definitely keep an eye out for fights and steal kills.
There you go.
You know, I'm not ashamed. I'll do it. I see two people fighting. If I see someone's shields pop, I will shoot them. And if I don't see their shields pop, I'll still shoot someone. But usually if I come up and I see a person's shields pop, I will shoot them first. And then I'll start shooting the other person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I've come up with a bunch of double kills doing it that way.
Very nice. And it makes sense, too, because you want to eliminate more people shooting at you, so it's just like one person left, or fewer people left.
But yeah, you know, it never fails. Every free-for-all game I play, I wind up getting pinched between two players. It just happens. I mean, you can't avoid it.
Sure. Well, that's going to, I think, call it for us tonight. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and thanks for dealing with the technical issues for those that were watching on the live stream. We will try to get Facebook working again. I'm guessing something changed with the key on Facebook, and I just need to update it. So we'll try to get that working again. But for those that download this, thank you for listening to the show. And please make sure you check out all the streams that we have going on. Check us out on all the social media that we mentioned earlier. And we will catch everyone, hopefully, on one of the future streams. If not, the next episode of the podcast. Thanks again, everybody. Have a good night for those watching. And keep on fragging them trucks.